And now, bringing you seasonal mercy from the number one space bauble, it's Project Moonbase!
My name is DJ Bongo Boy.
My name is MC Zirconium.
Welcome to this very special festive edition of the Project Moonbase podcast entitled...
Gajam! Christnascom! Greetings to the Klingons out there.
Indeed, yes. I wonder how you say Merry Christmas in Klingon, actually.
I don't think they go in for merriment, do they? It's more just bloodletting and...
Have a hateful Christmas?
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. Yes, it's as we like to do at this time of year, we like to once again jump on that bandwagon and dedicate the whole show to the theme of Christmas. And I know, MC Zirconium, this is one of your least favourite shows that we do.
Humbug.
One of these years we'll do a show that is entirely about humbug and anti-Christmas.
I wanted to go Kwanzaa.
You did, that's right.
I mean, I don't know anything about it, I just like the word.
I think we might struggle to find half an hour's worth of...
Did you try?
Well,
that's what I thought.
I admit.
So it's Christmas. So it's all Slade.
That's right, and the odd bit of Mike Oldfield, if you're lucky.
Oh, yeah. No, we promised to give you something extraordinary.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully several things that are extraordinary. In amongst all of the extraordinary festive fare, we do also have some extraordinarily festive news as well.
That's right. This week... Oh, my God! Trampoline!
A lovely callback there, sir. Beautiful, thank
you. It's a meme. It's an internet meme.
It is. We're doing our best to keep that meme going.
Yeah, you've forgotten about it. By the time this is broadcast, everyone's forgotten about that.
That's right.
But I thought it was funny.
It's back for one week only. We're going to kick off this very special edition of the show by playing... Well, again, we have this tendency to sometimes peak a little early, but we're going to play a piece of music on the steel drum. Oh, yes.
Uh-oh.
I was absolutely delighted to learn of the news of this. Well, apparently, a former heavy metal drummer by the name of Tracy Thornton, who used to play in various bands in the mid '90s, such as Soul Society and Toxic Popsicle.
So he's taken the logical next step. He's ditching all that heavy metal stuff and going steel drum.
The obvious next step. More and more heavy metal drummers should take this step.
It's a little publicised thing that happens to most heavy metal. I mean, he's gone straight for metal, because what are steel drums made of? Can't get much more heavy metal than that, can you?
Pure metal, that's 100% right.
100% metal.
Yeah. I'd like to see more heavy metal bands with little steel drum pans at the back of the stage.
Drop those boring guitars just go all steel drum.
And we will be hearing more from Mr. Thornton on a future show, because he's given us an idea for a future theme, because he's actually recorded... We're trying not to give too much away here. He's recorded an album made up entirely of punk tunes on the steel drum. So we're gonna have a punk special in the new year.
He's a genius.
I don't bandy
that term around easily. This man is onto something.
He is.
Why isn't he a superstar?
Huh?
We're gonna help him. With your help, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
Yes, that was P4KO with Jingle Bells, his 8-bit version from the snappily titled N4V1D4D.
Yes.
2011. That's a bit of an 8-bit Christmas thing there from the Mexican chiptunist, yes, Francisco Ramirez.
We haven't really had much Mexican chiptune.
We haven't, have we? I don't know why.
You should have more.
High caliber. You've outdone yourself with those two opening tracks.
Well, thank you very much, sir. Thank you.
If you don't re-love Christmas now, then have a word with yourself, honestly. I mean...
Are you feeling the re-love?
I am a little bit. Despite...
Is humbug wearing off, is it?
I've always got a little bit of humbug.
In reserve.
Just in case. I need to whip it out. But, yeah.
Very good.
Wow. Oh, yes. Before that version of Jingle Bells, we had Tracy Thornton with Deck the Halls, Bonus Caribbean Christmas, Steel Drum Fever.
Yes, it's on an album. It's called Steel Drum Fever, and I think the last three or four tracks are bonus, but it must have been an EP at some point, but he's tacked on a few Christmas tunes, and they're all done. They're all delivered at that kind of preposterously frenetic rate, which is quite entertaining.
Yeah, I've never. It's kind of high speed, isn't it?
It's extreme. He's bringing his heavy metal background with him.
Yeah, he's giving us drum. It's attitude. There's a lot of attitude.
Now we pass out. We haven't actually mentioned this yet, dear listener, and I'm not sure whether you're even remotely interested. But we've had a bit of a. This festive show has had an interesting. What's the word I'm looking for?
Diversion. Attack.
Yes, we had a bit of an episode.
We had a flood earlier.
There was a flood on the moon, yes.
It's unlikely.
We weren't actually sure we were going to get the show recorded, but we were beginning to wonder whether we'd kind of angered the spirits of Christmas with the show.
Yeah, definitely. Yes, because after the flood, there was much to-ing and fro-ing, mopping. And then there was a electrical buzzing.
That's right.
Space wasp.
There was a space wasp which had to get dealt with. And we ended up having to go Christmas shopping in preparation for this show. That's how hard we work.
Which is nice for me. It's a nice day out because normally I don't actually get out of the hutch.
No.
So I was bundled into the saucer.
It's a rare outing for you.
Yeah. It's amazing out there, isn't it? Tinsel everywhere.
There is, yeah.
And snow.
And lots of unpleasant festive tunes in various every shop you go into, practically.
And yeah,
so we're trying to redress that balance by playing you some slightly more. This is the kind of stuff that we really should have playing in various supermarkets and, you know, shoe shops and what have you.
Wise
this
words.
Time of year. But we're going to get back to music shortly, but we should mention who we are. This is the festive edition of Project Moonbase, a weekly podcast, and this is actually our 60th edition. Oh, yes.
Wow, 60 years old.
Are you feeling
I'm going to make that joke every time. It's unfortunately, it's like every 10 weeks or something.
Sure,
a week
is a moon year.
I'm expecting
year,
gold, silver, platinum.
Yes.
Paper.
I'm not sure. We should probably have looked it up before. I'm not quite sure what the 60th anniversary is, but is it coral or something? I don't know.
Coral?
I'm not quite sure.
Sapphire?
Something like that. Maybe we should get our listeners to send us.
It's like the skin of a reptile. That's what it is. Little known.
One of the less popular anniversaries. Yes, you can find out more about this madness by following us on Twitter. We have our own Twitter feed, twitter.com/projectmoonbase, where you can... that's probably the best place to go to find out when the next edition of the show is available. But if you want to find out more about the music we're playing and the news stories, you can go to our website.
Yes, head on over to projectmoonbase.com, where you can find links to join our Facebook group, follow us on Google Friend Connect, plus one us to recommend Project Moonbase on Google. And you can drop us an email, show@projectmoonbase.com, where you can give us your comments and queries and suggestions and feelings, outpouring of unfettered emotion. And you can also see a list of all the tracks we've played and links to where you can find them.
Mm-hmm. And is it too early to mention the donation drive?
Donation, Xmas. This is what the baby, who would want. We're milking you of Christmas guilt because you've sat there enjoying drinking in this cornucopia of chiptune and another goodness. Mm-hmm. So if you go to projectmoonbase.com, have a look. There's a little link there. You can donate, make a one-time donation of say £1 million.
Yes,
you might want to negotiate that down a little bit.
There are various options of going up to £1 million. Yes, if you're feeling. Well, depending on how generous you're feeling, really. Just any amount is really appreciated.
But you will be needing a new laptop, microphone cables, The whole moon base is held together with duct tape. So any this is listener supported.
Anything you can do to help, dear listener.
We're slowly dying up here. so we have to
ration our breaths.
We do. It's alternate breaths, isn't it?
We're taking in turns. Yeah, that's right.
And if you do know if you do know anybody else that you think might benefit from Project Moonbase, you know, do let them know.
Because that can
be your Christmas gift. It's a cheap Christmas gift, isn't it? Just write that on a card. This is Project Moonbase.
Just write the web address.
Yeah, projectmoonbase.com on a Christmas card.
That gift is worth more than any actual, you know, boxed gift wrap present.
Exactly. Keeps on giving. That's better than soap.
Now, we're going to head off in the direction of Christmas disco. And we'll dedicate this next track to our great fan of disco who's been on the show. Purveying his disco wares. That, of course, being Space Disco Jeff. A Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Part-time disco correspondent.
Part-time disco correspondent, that's right. And he's a big fan of disco, and I was rather delighted to discover on the WFMU blog, which is a blog we often look at when we're reaching out for some crazy music. There was an album released by probably one of these anonymous bunches of 70s session musicians who recorded two Christmas albums, actually. The album which I saw on the WFMU site was an album called More Christmas Disco.
Uh-oh, that opens the door for there being some even more Christmas disco.
Rather hints at the existence of a forerunner.
Is it just called Previous Christmas Disco?
Earlier Christmas Disco.
Prequel.
Prequel.
Christmas Disco.
Rather hilarious, the first album is called Disco Noel. Which is a lovely...
It's on the nose.
It is a little on the nose, yes. The band behind it, again, I'm not sure who the actual band are, but the name that they record under is the Mistletoe Disco Band, which is, again, a very good title. And while you can download this for free, this second album for free, or from the WFMU website, which we'll have a link to on our site, you can also, if you're feeling particularly generous, you can buy these, because both albums are actually now available in download form. Possibly on the strength of this posting on blog on the WFMU blog, but you can now buy these if you wish to obtain them in a slightly more honest fashion.
in what format? Compact disc? What is it?
In MP3 form.
Tape. Oh.
Sorry. Disappointing, I know.
Tisk.
Now we're going to play. We'll play a track. We're going to play a track from this second album, More Christmas Disco. This is a version of that Christmas favourite, We Three Kings, and it starts off. You might think this is a bit, you know, unexciting to start with, but it builds up and builds up.
Give it a minute.
And something rather extraordinary, also, as we often like to do on the show, something rather extraordinary happens in the middle of this number.
Born a king of men.
Who would have thought Christmas could be so groovy? I think it's what they would have wanted. The three wise men.
That's right. A nice disco treatment. Yeah.
What were they thinking? I mean, it's awesome, but what were they thinking?
It is.
I like the use of the erotic saxophone solo.
Yes, it was erratic or erotic. I'm not sure. It was
a mixture of both.
It was a little all over the shop, wasn't it?
But the sort of synthy, the sort of nasal synthy
that was the kind of thing that made me select that track in the end, was that just killer keyboard solo.
That was the Zephyr, the unexpected wind.
Yes.
From the
Of the tracks on both of the albums actually have some really nice, slightly cheap synth solos on them. It's well worth acquiring. As I say, you can buy both of them. They're splendid volumes in download form. We'll have a link on projectmoonbase.com. This is the Project Moonbase website. No, it's not. It's the Project Moonbase podcast. Coming to you every Sunday night. We may have a gap. There may well be a gap coming up. We're going to have, this is our Christmas show, and next week we're going to be doing a sort of review of the year. We'll talk about that maybe a bit later on, but there'll be a little gap between those two shows, so don't panic. Just keep an eye on the website, keep an eye on Twitter. We'll keep you posted as to when the next show is available. But without any further musical nonsense, it's time to pull the cracker of unnecessary news.
In news that will have children everywhere dreading Christmas Day dinner, farmers say they're seeing a bumper crop of Brussels sprouts this year. Yes, you lucky, lucky people. Not only has the vegetable ripened 3 weeks earlier than usual, but they're also bigger than usual, and in some cases as big as a child's head. Imagine that. Imagine that on your plate.
I do like a Brussels sprout.
I do, I love them. Mild weather conditions have meant that the typical Brussels sprout will this year weigh 25 grams compared to the usual 20 grams. And it will apparently be even more flavoursome.
Delicious, can't wait.
A spokeswoman for the Love Your Greens campaign group, can you imagine that, said, "The mild dry weather has really given a good crop and helped produce very high quality sprouts." Yes, that's loveyourgreens.co.uk, where you can find all your broccoli, swede, cauliflower, sprouts, and cabbage news. I don't need to say anything about that. It's,
really.
It's self-satirizing,
it is.
Isn't it?
It's beautiful.
Where do you work? Oh, loveyourgreens.com. If you want to know anything about swede, this is the place. DARPA contest winners prove shredders aren't quite as safe as you think. The DARPA Shredder Challenge... It was a contest to reconstruct documents from a shredded paper. It's been sold, suggesting that my mother may be overdoing it by shredding old copies of the Radio Times. Three scientists with experience in computer vision and mobile technology, the fabulously named Ottavio Good, Luke Alonso, and Keith Walker.
Keith Walker.
Scanned each piece of paper for unique characteristics that allowed them to reconstruct the documents automatically on screen, and they then put the pages together by hand. Okay. They won $50,000. The contest consisted of five different documents. The teams were in a race to reconstruct them as quickly as possible. So should you keep shedding documents? Well, Mr. Good said, "The challenges that DARPA gave us were actually quite simple compared to if you had a bin full of lots of shredded pieces of paper. Reconstructing these documents was not easy at all, but I don't think you have much to worry about with your shredded documents." So there you go. So I think they just shredded one document and gave it to them.
Okay.
So DJ Bongo Boy, it looks like your magazine subscription to Radio Control Car Monthly, DIY Home Embalming Quarterly, and The Lady can remain a filthy secret. Bristol University Netball Club is shooting a naked calendar to raise funds only 10 years after everybody else does that. Well done. The University of Bristol Netball Club have stripped off for a calendar shoot to raise funds for the team. The girls pose in a series of revealing shots, including one in which they laying down a circle, topless, with only their right arms covering their modesty. Yeah. Goodness me! In another, they're wearing seasonal jumpers, woolly hats, and that's it, apparently.
Oh.
So they're trying to raise money in order to expand the club and take on more players. All right.
No? That's a slightly odd thing to do. But I don't know, maybe they're reaching out for a certain demographic.
Yeah.
Well, because netball teams are generally of the female variety, aren't they?
Oh, yes, it's all female, yeah.
So you would imagine that the target of their naked calendar is possibly not necessarily going to be a female audience, is it? They're going to get lots of men saying, I want to join your netball team.
Lesbians.
And maybe a few ladies of that persuasion, yes.
Lesbians! They love netball. They love it. They love netball. And, DJ Bongova was saying he wants us to do a nude calendar to raise money for the moon base. It's a sort of threat, you see. If you could go on to projectmoonbase.com and make a one-time donation to stop us.
Yes, please.
Stop us doing a nude calendar.
Alternating months, you mean? Is that how we do it?
Yes, please donate today so I can keep what's left of my dignity. You've been used. Momarato.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you, MC Zakanian.
Thank you, sir.
For the first selection of festive news. There'll be more later on in this podcast. And it's time to return to this week's musical theme of festivity, seasonal festivity. And we're heading off to the Far East for this next selection. The band is called the 12 Girls Band, which is a slightly odd, again, I suppose, a very much on-the-nose name for the band. That is indeed the band. Well, they're not really girls. They're kind of young women, I think, they're making up this band.
Is there are there 12 of them?
Yeah. So there's a very specific reason why there are 12 of them. This is apparently the result. This is a project by a Chinese Svengali figure called Wang Xiaojing.
I know him.
Who decided that he had to form a band based on Chinese numerology.
Right.
So,
like it so far.
And he knew he wanted to form a female ensemble. And because of that...
Because he likes the ladies.
Because he likes the ladies.
I don't know why I said it in a sort of... He likes the ladies. I'm a Chinese man and I like the ladies.
He's a Chinese man. And he knew he needed 12 ladies because in Chinese mythology, it's the 12 hairpins that represent womanhood.
So 12 hairpins?
Apparently, 12 hairpins represent womanhood in Chinese mythology. So he wanted to form a band of 12 women.
Why didn't he get 12 hairpins? Just put them in a box or put them in a maraca and just...
Again, a slightly confusing entry I found about this band describes the 12 members as being veterans of the People's Republic of China's top orchestras. But they're all in their kind of 20s. They're all in sort of mid-20s, so they're clearly not that veteran.
Well, if some of those Chinese orchestras just have three-year-olds.
That's true. That could explain it. And they've released a number of albums where they cover, I think, an occasional Chinese traditional tune, but it is mostly made up of arrangements and covers of Western music, which is the kind of thing that we love here on the moon base. Some kind of exotic versions of Western tunes. And they have released, again, and pleasingly for us on this particular show, they have released a Christmas album.
That's convenient, isn't it?
Called The 12 Girls of Christmas.
It's all coming together.
Which is a slightly worrying title, but anyway. This next track is possibly my favourite track on the album. It has some absolutely extraordinary, what I'm going to describe as precision trilling. You'll find out what I mean any second now.
Thank you.
So it turns out you can polish up a turd.
Well, wow. We frequently demonstrate that very thing on the show, I think.
Definitely. Wham's Last Christmas, as interpreted by the 12 Girls of Christmas.
That's right.
It's, I have to say, I know, say it with me, better than the original. It certainly was an improvement. Wasn't
I think so, yeah. As you might imagine, all of the tracks on this album are quite special, but the thing that leapt out for me was that just amazing, that amazing trilling, which I think is an instrument called the sanxian, which we're practicing our basic Chinese. We think that means three strings, and it is a three-stringed kind of plucked instrument with a, I think you were saying, Mrs. Kerr, it's got a particularly...
A huge plectrum.
Out of proportion.
I think it's a plectrum the size of a dinner plate, or maybe not that big.
But quite a lot of other Chinese instruments involved there, but it was mainly that amazing trilling sound that won it for me.
Is it just me, or does that seem like a lot of talent and an effort has gone into doing that tune, which is just a bit naff and a bit sad,
a bit naff, yeah.
A bit tragic, like yes. The worst of the 80s.
Well, that's another thing, that's another hallmark of the show, actually. We like music that's kind of really an incredibly sophisticated or sincere arrangement of something that is ultimately not that.
Not really that good.
Not really that good.
I don't know what I'm saying is they must have looked at the original and thought, oh. But why did they, you know, they've obviously expended a huge amount of effort. Why did they bother to do it on that on that track?
Yes, I know. It's we're glad they did.
It's very good. Very good.
And again, an album which you can buy in download form. There'll be a link, as there is for every track on the show this week. A link to each track. Some of these tracks we'll be playing on the show are completely free. But
free!
We don't get anything as a result.
No, we don't. Well, that's just because we're good people. Well, charity.
It's the Christmas show as well. We're happy to give away some of the tunes. For this next track, we're going to dip into a compilation I bought a few years ago. And we've actually featured this over the years on Project Moonbase. There's actually two volumes of this album on the German label called Tricont. The first album was called Wish You Best Christmas Ever, slightly not entirely grammatical, and the second album is even less grammatical. It's called Wish You Too Best Christmas Ever. But and the idea of these albums is they collect together quite well known artists, but doing Christmas tunes that you may well never have heard before. And there's some great stuff on here, including this next one, which is Booker T and the MGs. Yes. We're going to play a Booker T and the MGs track on the show.
That isn't Green Onions.
That is not Green Onions. This is their version of that another Christmas favourite, Winter Wonderland.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was Booker T and the MGs version of Winter Wonderland from Wish You Two Best Christmas Ever.
Yes. And another quite groovy little Christmas number there.
They delivered.
Mm. Yeah. That's good. I like that. Actually, from a really, well, you can get it on that Wish You Best Christmas Ever. Sorry, Wish You Two Best Christmas Ever. But it's also, there's a whole album that he recorded in 66 called In the Christmas Spirit, which you can also get a hold of if you wish to hear.
And it was drunk through the entire thing.
Yes. Yeah. So I recorded it. Now, the next track was actually a track, Mrs. Kennedy, that you located for the show a few weeks ago, actually.
Yes, well, we were looking for tracks for the yodeling and whistling and whatnot show.
Yes.
I think it was either that or it was when I was, well, you know, a few weeks ago we looked at this guy who did this Sesame Street theme tune or whatever. It was a flautist who did beatboxing.
Yes.
And I saw his version of the Sesame Street theme, which I think we might have played.
We might have done.
Anyway, he's called Greg Patillo and he's got this thing called the Project Trio. But I don't know, I found myself looking at beatboxing because I'd sort of thought, oh, there's a thing that people do.
Yes.
And I found this Christmas album of Christmas songs with
beatboxing.
Human beatboxing. I mean, genius. I never saw that coming.
This might be unique. I'm not sure.
Oh, no, there's quite a few.
What beatboxing albums are there? Christmas albums?
Yeah, I saw a couple, yeah.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe not so unique then. Maybe that's a whole genre in itself that we should be exploring. But yes, I had a listen through to the album, and I selected this this next tune, which I think is one of the highlights. This is they're called the. I'm not sure whether I can't imagine this is the name they operate under all year round. It wouldn't really make much sense. But for this album, they've called themselves Santa's Party Players, and it's their version of Sleigh Ride.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, a ring, ting, tingling too.
Jingling, ting, ting, ting.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Jingling, ting, ting.
Outside the snow is falling and our friends are calling you.
Jingling, ting, ting.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Jingling, ting, ting, ting. Jingling, ting, ting, ting. Jingling, ting, ting, ting. Jingling, ting, ting, ting.
Cheeks are nice and rosy and a comfy cozy, are we? We're snuggled up together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and we'll sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for us, stay right together with you.
This is the 12th day of Christmas song in Hawaii.
Number one day of Christmas, my tutu give to me one minor bird in one papaya tree. Number two day of Christmas, my tutu give to me two coconut
and one minor bird in one papaya tree.
Number three day of Christmas, my tutu give to me three dry squid, two coconut,
and one minor bird in one papaya tree.
Number four day of Christmas, my tutu give to me four flower lays, three dry squid,
two coconuts,
and one minor bird and one papaya tree.
Number five, day of Christmas, my tutu give to me five big fat pigs, four flower lace, three dry squid, two coconuts,
and one minor bird and one papaya tree.
Number six, day of Christmas, my tutu give to me six hula lessons, five big fat pigs, four flower lace, three dry squid, two coconuts,
and one minor bird and one papaya tree.
Number seven, day of Christmas, my tutu give to me seven shrimps a-swimming, six hula lessons, five big fat pigs, four flower lace, three dry squid, two coconuts,
and one minor bird and one papaya tree.
Number eight, day of Christmas, my tutu give to me eight ukulele, seven shrimps a-swimming, six hula lessons, five big fat pigs, four flower lace, three dry squid, two coconuts,
and one minor bird and one papaya tree.
Number nine, day of Christmas, my tutu give to me 9 pounds of poi, eight ukulele, seven shrimps a-swimming, six hula lessons, five big fat pigs, four flower lace, three dry squid, two coconuts,
and one minor bird and one papaya tree.
Number 10, day of Christmas, my tutu give to me 10 cans of beer, 9 pounds of poi, 8 ukulele, 7 shrimps a swimming, 6 hula lessons, 5 big fat pigs, 4 flower lace, 3 dry squid, 2 coconuts,
and 1 minor bird and 1 papaya tree.
Number 11, day of Christmas, my tutu give to me 11 missionaries.
Many.
10 cans of beer, 9 pounds of poi, 8 ukulele, 7 shrimps of swimming, 6 hula lessons, 5 big fat pigs, 4 flower lace, 3 dry squid, 2 coconut,
and 1 minor bird and 1 papaya tree.
Number 12, day of Christmas, was the best, and the best always comes last. Number 12, day of Christmas, my tutu give to me 12 television, 11 missionaries.
Beer, 9 pounds of poi, 8 ukulele, 7 shrimps are swimming, 6 hula lessons, 5 big fat pigs, 4 flower lays, 3 dry squid, 2 coconuts, and 1 minor bird in 1 papaya tree.
Ah. Nothing say number one day of Christmas like three dried squid.
That was my favourite, I think. Yeah.
Or 10 cans of beer.
10 cans of beer is good, yeah.
That was Hawaii Calls, the Hawaii Calls Orchestra and Chorus, number one day of Christmas, the 12 days of Christmas. Mm.
From, again, a whole album, in this case, of Hawaiian Christmas
a
tunes.
A merry Hawaiian Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was quite something, I think.
I like that.
When I heard that, I thought, well, there's not that, but that's the first time I think I've ever heard an alternative list of things for the 12 days of Christmas, and it's a shame that, you know, there must be more out there, I'm sure, but I'd like to hear more. I'd like to hear more unusual takes on that.
Maybe next year we can do a whole show on alternative versions. I've heard another alternative version. Okay. I don't think it's really suitable for Project Moonbase.
Okay, all right.
But five fat pigs. Mm. That's all I want to end that segment on.
There'll be more, plenty more Christmas music coming up, but now it's time to gently rock the crib of unnecessary news.
A West Palm Beach woman told police that Chewbacca was involved in a shooting last week. Chewbacca's partners in crime were just two men who were, they were not dressed as Wookiees or Ewoks. They were later arrested, whereas Chewbacca is free. The men are charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Dear, oh dear. Police responded to reports of a shooting. They learned from a woman who witnessed the shooting that a man wearing a Chewbacca mask, along with two other non-Wookiees, had driven up to a home and begun firing. The witness said she asked the men not to shoot. Sounds reasonable.
That's reasonable.
Could you not shoot, please? Chewbacca fired shots from a handgun over the roof of a vehicle in her direction, the woman told police. A man who was sitting with the woman when the three men drove up was reportedly extremely uncooperative with police and told officers that he did not know anything about anything.
Well.
I love these quotes. Chewbacca, what went wrong? We're used to Darth Vader acting up, but Chewbacca...
They're all starting to turn, aren't they?
Yeah, it? No. Stop it. They've all gone mad. They've gone to sea. This is tragic, isn't it? Childhood heroes, particularly for the hairy. Do you think Chewbacca was disappointed when he turned up to this party and he was the only one that bothered to dress up? Or maybe it's a bluff. Maybe he wasn't wearing a mask and his face is just that hairy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
This is good news for people who hate trousers. Improv Everywhere presents No Pants Subway Ride 2012.
Oh, yes.
Yes, it's that time of year again. Is. Improv Everywhere has announced that Sunday, January the 8th, will be the date of for this year's No Pants Subway Ride in New York City. And apparently you can RSVP on Facebook if you're on there. We've got a Facebook page.
We do. We have almost 50 likers, 50 fans.
Goodness
on there.
Goodness me. Come on, join us. No Pants, the No Pants Subway Ride is an annual event staged by Improv Everywhere every January in New York City. The mission started as a small prank with seven guys and has grown to an international celebration of silliness.
Silliness?
Yes, dozens of cities around the world participating each year. The idea behind No Pants is simple. Random passengers board a subway car or at separate stops in the middle of winter without pants. The participants do not behave as if they know each other, and they all wear winter coats, hats, scarves, and gloves. The only unusual thing is their lack of pants. This is from their press release. Thanks for really unnecessarily laying out exactly what you mean by no pants. You simply mean no pants, don't you? There's no need to go on about it anymore. And I think you actually mean no trousers.
Well, I was going to say, I think we made the same disclaimer last time we mentioned this story, which is that if anyone out there is tempted to take part in no pants, then you maybe need to understand that they have a different definition for the word pant.
Yeah, pants in America means trousers. Because that could cause, that might cause a little bit of alarm.
Yes.
For some reason. But anyway, No Pants Subway Ride events are being planned around the world. So you could check out improveverywhere.com if you want to wander around with no pants. And finally, Joseph of Nazareth tweets the Nativity.
Oh, lovely.
German tweeter attracts thousands of followers by his retelling of the Nativity story in a 21st century fashion. This really gets on my nerves. Do you remember that? I think, wasn't it the BBC a couple of years ago did a kind of live report from Nazareth? It beats me how a gang of people who won't accept evolution are perfectly content with Twitter. Just so you know, there's no Twitter in hell. You've been used. Holfast.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mrs. Kernian.
Thank you.
For more of your unnecessary news. There'll be more on next week's show. Now, for the second time on this week's show, we're going to dip our little toes in the world of chiptune again. We do like the chiptune on the show.
Love it.
Mm. And I don't think we've been playing enough of it in recent shows. We're kind of making up for that on this week next week's show by playing two little pieces of chiptune. We're actually going to have a couple, much as we open the show with, really, we're going to have a couple of slightly frenetic miniatures. This first one is a chiptune artist called Vim. Don't know too much about him or her, but this is from another free download album called The 8 Bits of Christmas, which you can get from on the 8-Bit People's website. Again, if you go to projectbeamvest.com, there'll be a link to where you can get hold of the album for free download, and it collects together a galaxy of chiptune artists, each doing their own version of a tune. And I like the retitling of this next one. It's one of the things that won me over to it. This is a quite a well-known piece of festive fare by Vim. His retitling of it, though, is When a Child is Bored.
Just full force into the snow.
It's a little, it is, yeah.
Ah, into the snow, you've got Ben! That was delightful, wasn't it?
It was brilliant, and sadly, all too brief, I think. I'd like that to go on for, maybe it's a call for a DJ.
Play it again!
DJ Bongo Boy remix, yes.
Yeah, where you just go, and just repeat it.
Yeah.
That was Nupo Bahagava. Bahagara Indian Jingle Bells Bali Bell Bell Merry Christmas. It's hard to say.
She's actually, I'm not sure. Well, I've been trying to find out about this. She was actually, this is actually an animation that was done for a Nickelodeon offshoot channel, Nick, a few years ago. And I found out about this through a chap called Brad Yost on the Exotica mailing list, who posted it on their Facebook group. Nupura Bhargava, she's the animator. I've been trying to find out who on earth it was that actually recorded the music. That's the only name I had to latch on to, so we've given her that credit. But if anyone knows any more about that, apparently she went on to did a similar thing. I think another version of Jingle Bells done Gujarati style, which was used on, I think, MTV a year or two later. But again, I don't know who the musicians are involved. So if anyone has heard that and knows anything about that, because it's something I feel we want to hear more of.
I want some more of that.
I want some more
of that. I do need a bit more. That's a delightful little nugget there.
Yes.
I could do with a main course.
Oh, yes. Yes, please. And as we mentioned, that was preceded by a free-to-download track from Vim. The Nupur Bhargava track, you can't really download that track, but you can watch the video for that, which we'll post a link to on projectmemes.com. Now, well, I like to think that this show has kind of followed the arc of a typical Christmas day. We kind of start off with full force and enthusiasm, then we have a slight, you know, maybe a slight ebbing away, but and then we're
slowing
have a,
down.
Then we have, yeah, a kind of second wind.
Yeah, a rallying.
A little rallying.
Because you've got that thing in the middle of the day, haven't you? The slump where it's too early to start hitting the booze. Food isn't going to be ready. You've been peeling potatoes for 4 hours. But now the dinner's out.
We've had
a couple of glasses of wine.
Yes. So
people are starting to get angry.
Yeah. So I've just had a couple of angry numbers there. But for the last, we've got three. We've just got three tracks to go, and for the last three tracks, all of a very kind of mellow, very mellow nature. So that will kind of ease you, hopefully, ease you into a nice kind of Christmassy food coma, if you're not already there. Now, this first track, we have to thank a chap we've already mentioned on the show, actually, Space Disco Jeff. He tipped me off to this next track, which is a track by Sean O'Hagan of the High Llamas, who I didn't realise last year, 2010, recorded a track for a Japanese compilation, which has, unfortunately, slightly, again, on-the-nose title of simply called... it's just called Christmas Songs, is the name of this collection. But that's, you know, fair enough. That's what it is.
It's not really going to aid you finding it, is it, on the internet?
No, it's a bit generic, really. It is mostly made up of Christmas tunes done by Japanese musicians, but there are a couple of exceptions, including this really rather beautiful tune by Sean O'Hagan. Now, I had the pleasure of seeing the great man in action with his band, the High Llamas, the place he played in Edinburgh recently. I gather one of our regular listeners, Gareth D. Edwards, was there. We somehow, despite the fact the venue was absolutely tiny, we somehow managed to miss each other. But I'm glad you were there.
Well, he's a master of disguise.
Master of disguise.
I understand.
Yes. Squig was also there. Another loyal listener, Squig was
another
also there.
Another master of disguise.
I spotted her. I definitely spotted her.
Did you?
She was there. And
through your periscope.
That's right, yes. As I'm often wont to do when I see the High Llamas, I buttonholed Mr. O'Hagan after the show for a little brief chinwag, and I asked him about this tune, and he said it's the first Christmas song he's ever written, and he was saying he wished more people knew about it. So this is us telling our handful of listeners about
this. This is you telling Sean O'Hagan that you like his song.
That's right.
No, so the next time, next time you meet him, you'll say, "Did you hear that? I played it."
He listens. He's the only listener.
Is this podcast just completely for him, just for Sean O'Hagan? Well, that's fine by me.
No, we're trying to spread the word to our other few listeners. We have a reason.
To at least 40 other people.
There's about 40 or 50 people out there who regularly, loyally tune in every week. But yes, at the moment, the only way to get hold of this is on a Japanese import, sadly. But hopefully, I'm hoping it might appear. The High Llamas have released a collection of rarities before, so I'm hoping that if they do that again, this track might make it onto that. But anyway, you're going to get a chance to listen to it right now, dear listener. We've done that work for you. This is a little original Christmas tune by Sean O'Hagan called Cabon's Christmas.
Take a look, Jake, you'll find me kneeling by the Christmas. falling and friends that are here to stay. Snow falling and friends that are here to stay.
And that was Natalia Peruz with Musical Saw. With her Musical Saw. They just played that on the Saw.
Mm.
With her version of Silent Night. It's called Silent Night Reprise. That's from the album Hark Angels.
Yeah, sings that. She's, again, another artist that we're featuring this week who's recorded an entire album of Christmas tunes, which she recorded back in 2004. And you can get that, I think probably the main place to get that from is from her own website, but you can get to that probably most easily through our website. You go to projectmoonbase.com, look for that track on PMB 060, the Christmas special. You'll be able to purchase a copy of the album if you like the sound of that.
It was delightfully spooky. Mm.
Yes.
So the last time we had her on, she was playing Star Trek.
That's right, yes.
Which was very good.
Discussion about what she might record next. I don't think she's recorded that new album yet. But she has recorded a track that's on that new film we mentioned before, Another Earth, which I think is actually just opening now in the UK. If you fancy going... See that movie, it features a bit of Natalia Peruz on the soundtrack.
I like it. It's very spooky. Very, very spooky.
I have been DJ Santa Bongo Boy. Have you enjoyed this particularly festive selection this week?
And I have been your elf, MC Zirconium.
Your elf, sir. Your elf.
You elf.
We're going to leave you with a wonderful... Another one. We've managed to cram them in on this show, all our favourite instruments. Sadly, no ukulele. Well, sadly, you know, we can't have
sitar.
Everything.
Where's the Christmassy sitar music?
Christmas sitar.
If you've got some, hand it over.
We've got one of our other current favourites, though, the panpipe, which a week doesn't seem to go by at the moment on Moonbase. Well, that was managing to find some kind of weird panpipe tune. Sometimes,
or fake Scottish panpipe.
I was going to say, or sometimes entirely fake panpipe.
I never tire of the panpipe.
This is one of the great legends of the panpipe, actually. Probably the person who made the sound famous, the great George Zamfir, who is a specialist apparently in the Romanian pan flute, as he calls it, pan flute music. I think he primarily came to fame through providing the panpipe sounds on various soundtracks by the likes of Sergio Leone and Francis Lai, etc. He's also recorded, I think, quite a lot of music for... Well, I think in the UK, apparently, he came to fame through providing the music to a BBC religious TV programme called The Light of Experience. Although I have to say, I personally am struggling to remember that particular programme. But anyway, and again, he has recorded, rather delightfully, an album of Christmas tunes called The Feeling of Christmas. George.
Feelings.
And without wishing to insult the great man, one of the charms of this next, but the whole album, I think, really, is that I think this might have been recorded, you know, once he'd matured into a gentleman of advanced years. Yes. It has a slightly tremulous quality to it, but that adds, I think, a certain charm to it. And it's his version of White Christmas. We hope you have a lovely festive season and festive greetings to you all, dear listener. Until next week, ding dong.
Merrily on high.
Just when you thought it was safe to go back in the kitchen, Project Moonbase presents Bubble and Squeak.